Pope St. Damasus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every year, children, in the midst of Advent, when we have the purple vestments, which are a sign of being sorrowful for our sins and getting ready for the coming of our Lord by some penance and some extra prayer, every time in the midst of that penance, there comes already a time of rejoicing for Mary Immaculate. That's, of course, why we came to church, especially on Saturday, for the Holy Day. And all of this week, we honor our Blessed Mother in all different ways. And so yesterday was the feast day of her holy house, being moved by angels, not once, but twice, until finally it settled at Loreto in northern Italy. And that little statue there is a replica of a statue which isn't really that much bigger, but which stands on the altar in the holy house called the Holy House of Loreto. But that's the house where actually the angel Gabriel came, and that's where our Blessed Mother lived with the Holy Child Jesus and with Saint Joseph. So that makes us think about having a good home life, being obedient and prayerful and keeping the commandments, so that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph would feel comfortable, would feel welcome living in our home. That's a very good thing to think about and to emphasize for Advent. Now today we have the feast day of a saint who worked very hard to make sure that everyone believed that our Lord is truly God of God and light of life. He must have had a very holy family life when he was growing up. His mother's name, we know, is Laurentia, and his father was a priest, and he succeeded his father as a priest in Rome, and he was so holy and so gifted that he eventually was elected to be the Pope, the successor of St. Peter in Rome. And as the Pope, he had to wear, we might say, many hats. He had to do many things. Ours is an age of being a specialist, children, but you must be careful, especially when you're young and in school, not to specialize too early. For example, you mustn't say, well, I don't like arithmetic, and so therefore, I'm not going to pay any attention. Or to say, well, reading, that's difficult, that's not for me, I like another subject better. You must try to work hard at all of your subjects, just as you try to work hard at being a good Catholic, loving our Lord and worshiping Him at daily Holy Mass. And just as when you go outside on a nice sunny day, and you'll probably be able to go outside today, why, just that same way that you would be joyful and happy and have some good fun outside playing and running around. Whatever we do, we should try to do well. That way, who knows, perhaps more than one thing, you will be able to do well. Our Pope had a lot of enemies. In fact, the people in Rome actually had a riot when he was elected the Pope, and it was a little dicey for a while, but finally things settled down, and he was able to turn his attention to the needs of the Church. On the one hand, our Pope was a very quiet man. He was a writer, and he is called the Poet of the Martyrs of Rome, because he wrote an inscription in very beautiful Latin for all of the great martyrs of ancient Rome. And he loved the martyrs so much, and he knew their stories so well, that he wasn't satisfied with merely writing an inscription to honor them. Why, he made sure that he did everything he could for their tombs to be well taken care of. For example, you know, water's always getting in if you're not careful. And there was some water that was getting into the tombs in the catacombs at the Vatican. And the Pope told his engineers, he said, now, here now, listen, this is not going to do at all. This isn't respectful, and I want you to devise a plan to drain the water so we can clean these all up and keep everything nice and dry and honor the martyrs whose relics are there. So because of that, he became not only a patron saint of poets, but also of archaeologists, because he liked nothing better than to go down underground and dig around and see what he could find. And when he found something that was holy, he was ever so careful to treat it very respectfully and to have others come and honor the relics of the saints. So I think St. Damasus is a good saint for trying to do more than one thing well. But remember, whatever we're doing right now, let's concentrate on it. So, for example, it wouldn't do at Mass to be worrying about what you're going to get for Christmas or what's going to happen this afternoon. We have to tell ourselves when we come into church, our Lord, the Lamb of God, who is about to be sacrificed on this altar, he's worthy of all of my attention, all of my head, and all of my heart, and I put all of me on the paten to be offered up in Holy Mass today. And then when the Mass is over, then it's time for lunch, and then it's time to go outside and play, and then it's time to put that thinking cap on and do the best you can back in the classroom. When you go through your day that way, children, it goes quickly, and it's fun. There's always something different happening. Even if it's a little bit hard or you get a bit bored or frustrated, never mind. If you just do your best, pretty soon that will pass to something else. And who knows, you might grow up to be a bit like Pope St. Damasus. Maybe you'll be an engineer, or you will be an archaeologist, or maybe you will be a poet. But in any case, the most important thing is that you're a Catholic and a true child of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and you believe in our Lord and all of his doctrines 100%. So now let us worship him and the holy sacrifice of the Mass. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.